Now, will you notice he says not only this, that he is the Creator, neither is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And this, by the way, is a masterly stroke for him. He says, God doesn't need anything from you. You build a temple to him, and you even bring him. The offerings were not so much to appease, but they wanted to feed their God. They wanted him to let them know that they were thinking of him, you know. And he says, God doesn't need anything from you at all. But the important thing is that he's on the giving end. He gives everything to you. He's given you life. He's given you breath. He's given you all things, the sun, the moon, the stars. You worship the sun, moon, and stars. While they worship the sun, Apollo comes dragging his chariot across the sky every day. Paul says, that's not it. That's something God made, and he made it for you. He gives these things to you, and he's the living God. And the one that gives everything to you is the one, by the way, that gives you salvation also. He not only gives physical things, he gives spiritual gifts. Now, will you notice what he says here? By the way, there probably were many altars to unknown gods in Athens. That, I think, has been established by Pausanias and Philostratus. Now, he says here, and will you notice it? And he hath made of one blood. Now, so much has been made of this one blood business, I think that we need to dissipate any wrong notion you may have of that. He's made of one human family. Blood is not in the better manuscripts. He hath made of one all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. Now, God is the one that has not only created the universe, he's made humanity, one humanity. And that's important. Now, we're not talking about brotherhood here. The only brotherhood Scripture knows anything about is the brotherhood of those that are in Christ. Now, there's a brotherhood of sin. We're all sinners. We stand on the same ground. He hath made of one all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and he hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. That's a very interesting statement, by the way. He is the true God, and he is the God that not only created the universe, not only created human beings, but he put them in certain geographical locations. Here is something that's quite interesting that certainly Paul couldn't have known from a medical standpoint. My doctor, who is a cancer specialist, says to me, since you're a blonde, you better stay out of the sun of California. I wasn't supposed to be out here. This was made for the darker races. You see, the light races are all up north where there's not much sun. The darker races are down where the sun shines. And that's the reason we have to be careful, some of us that are blonde, because we get skin cancer. We have to be very careful. God's the one determined it. I guess some of my ancestors should have stayed where they belong, but they didn't. And I guess I made the trip to California, and I'm glad to be here. But I may be out of socket, and I've got to be careful while I'm here and keep an umbrella up while the sun is shining. Now, that's just one instance. God has put nations in certain places. And did you know the thing that's produced the wars of the past is that nations just don't stay where they belong? They want somebody else's territory? That's been responsible for every war that's ever been conducted. If nations would stay where God put them, that would end war. That is the thing that's important.